proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We began to look at the prophetic sections of the book of Daniel, beginning with the 7th chapter. With this session, we begin a 4-part series on Daniel chapter 8. The vision described in the 8th chapter of Daniel occurred 2 years after the previous vision, outlined in chapter 7. For this location, Daniel was in the palace in the city of Shushan, the capital of the Medo-Persian Empire. The language that God previously used in the book of Daniel had been Aramaic, beginning in Daniel chapter 2. Yet, from chapter 8 on, God employed the Hebrew language, a change that might signify that the prophecies which would follow in the book of Daniel specifically applied to the Jewish people. In the 8th chapter, Daniel wrote that, quote, "I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had 2 horns, unquote. One of these horns on the ram was higher than the other. The ram pushed westward, northward, and southward." This action symbolically described the growth of the Medo-Persian Empire, a confederation consisting of the nations of Media and Persia. The ascendant horn depicted the ultimate ascendancy gained by the Persians over the Medians. As an eastern-based alliance of 2 separate peoples, this empire expanded to the west, namely Greece, to the north, including southern Russia, and to the south, Egypt and the Middle East. Daniel also wrote that, quote, "As I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes," unquote. The goat represented Greece, with the notable horn denoting Alexander the Great. The quickness of the goat's movements reflected the speed by which Alexander achieved his conquests. Indeed, it took Alexander about 10 years to conquer almost the entirety of the known kingdoms of that time. The he-goat came close to the ram in Daniel's vision and was moved with anger against the ram, smote the ram, and broke the 2 horns. This also has a historical basis. The Greeks had never forgotten how the Persians, under their king Xerxes, how the Persians defeated the Spartans and invaded Greek territory. Alexander the Great's defeats of Darius, particularly at the battles of Issus and Arbela, were foretold. As Daniel put it, quote, "There was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast them down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand," unquote. Many years would pass before Persia would again reassert itself on the world stage. When the he-goat grew great, the notable horn broke, a foreshadowing of Alexander's early death in Babylon. From there, 4 notable ones, symbolizing Alexander's 4 generals, assumed controls of Syria, Egypt, southern Greece, and Macedonia. The longest lasting of these was Egypt, which remained under the Ptolemies, a Greek family, until Augustus Caesar triumphed over Cleopatra in B.C. 30. Daniel chapter 8 was a preview of what history would bring in the next several hundred years. God revealed the future to Daniel in this way because what would happen to these Gentile empires during the times of the Gentiles would ultimately affect what would happen to the Jewish people during these times. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.